of Education and Culture, Higher and Tertiary Education, Pan-Cyprian Examinations, 2014. Listening Skills. You will hear three different radio programs. You will hear each program twice. Exercise 1. You will hear an interview about couch surfing. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read exercise 1. First, listening.
So, Jonathan, I thought we would talk a bit about your travels and a thing called couch surfing. Can you explain what couch surfing is?
Couch surfing is a fairly new website, and what it does is it allows travelers from different parts of the world to meet people in the destinations they're going to. People offer a couch in their home or perhaps space on their floor. And in return, you're expected in your own hometown to offer the same kind of things to people who might visit you.
So basically, people sign up, and if they find somebody that has, you know, a couch in some city, that they can go and stay with that person for free.
Yes, it is for free, but people aren't expected to abuse it. It's not for people who are cheap and want to save money. It's for people who are like-minded and want to perhaps share their experiences and meet someone from the local culture.
So have you actually done this, couch surfing?
Yes, I've done it a couple of times. I stayed with a new friend who lives southwest of Tokyo, and she's become a very good friend of mine. We have a lot in common.
So you just went to this person's house, you emailed them, and they emailed you back, and they said it's okay for you to come and stay?
Yes, most people who are on couch surfing are very interested in meeting people from around the world, talking about their own local culture or the attractions in their area. And then the person who is visiting, the couch surfer, should do something in return. Tell them about their own country that they're from. Perhaps cook a dish from their native country for their host.
So how do people get started in couchsurfing? They just go to the website?
Yes, they can go to the website and they can register. Of course, when you start out, if you have no references and no friends, people might be reluctant to let you stay at their home. But you can fill out a profile and have friends on the site in the same way as many social networking sites today that are popular.
Thanks, Jonathan. That sounds pretty interesting.
No problem.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. second listening.
So, Jonathan, I thought we would talk a bit about your travels and a thing called couch surfing. Can you explain what couch surfing is?
Couch surfing is a fairly new website, and what it does is it allows travelers from different parts of the world to meet people in the destinations they're going to. People offer a couch in their home or perhaps space on their floor, and in return, you're expected in your own hometown to offer the same kind of things to people who might visit you.
So basically, people sign up, and if they find somebody that has, you know, a couch in some city, that they can go and stay with that person for free.
Yes, it is for free, but people aren't expected to abuse it. It's not for people who are cheap and want to save money. It's for people who are like-minded and want to perhaps share their experiences and meet someone from the local culture.
So have you actually done this, couch surfing?
Yes, I've done it a couple of times. I stayed with a new friend who lives southwest of Tokyo, and she's become a very good friend of mine. We have a lot in common.
So you just went to this person's house, you emailed them, and they emailed you back, and they said, it's okay for you to come and stay?
Yes, most people who are on couch surfing are very interested in meeting people from around the world, talking about their own local culture or the attractions in their area. And then the person who is visiting, the couch surfer, should do something in return. Tell them about their own country that they're from. Perhaps cook a dish from their native country for their host.
So how do people get started in couch surfing? They just go to the website?
Yes, they can go to the website and they can register. Of course, when you start out, if you have no references and no friends, people might be reluctant to let you stay at their home. But you can fill out a profile and have friends on the site in the same way as many social networking sites today that are popular.
Thanks, Jonathan. That sounds pretty interesting.
No problem.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. You'll hear a talk about text messaging. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read exercise 2. First, listening.
Reading or writing text messages while you are walking is dangerous. A new study says it is more dangerous than texting while driving. The study is from the University of Buffalo in the USA. Researchers found that there are more injuries per kilometer to texting pedestrians than there are to texting motorists. The research team said that people forget how to walk properly, so dangerous things happen to them. They bump into walls and other people, walk into cars, fall over things in the street, and even fall into holes or down stairs. A University of Buffalo professor said walking is a complex action. He said there are several reasons why texting stops people from walking properly. One reason is that they cannot see the path ahead of them. Another is that they are focused on their fingers on their mobile phone keyboard instead of their feet on the street. The professor said over 6,000 people visited his hospital last year because they were injured while texting. He said the worst cases are head injuries. When a pedestrian is tossed into the air after being hit by a car, he or she has nothing to protect the head, and the damage can be serious.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Reading or writing text messages while you are walking is dangerous. A new study says it is more dangerous than texting while driving. The study is from the University of Buffalo in the USA. Researchers found that there are more injuries per kilometer to texting pedestrians than there are to texting motorists. The research team said that people forget how to walk properly, so dangerous things happen to them. They bump into walls and other people, walk into cars, fall over things in the street, and even fall into holes or down stairs. A University of Buffalo professor said walking is a complex action. He said there are several reasons why texting stops people from walking properly. One reason is that they cannot see the path ahead of them. Another is that they are focused on their fingers on their mobile phone keyboard instead of their feet on the street. The professor said over 6,000 people visited his hospital last year because they were injured while texting. He said the worst cases are head injuries. When a pedestrian is tossed into the air after being hit by a car, he or she has nothing to protect the head, and the damage can be serious.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. You'll hear a talk about Nelson Mandela. Listen and fill in the blanks. Write only one word in each blank. You have 1 minute to read exercise 3. First, listening.
South Africans and people from all over the world are mourning the death of Nelson Mandela. In South Africa, thousands of people gathered in Johannesburg and Soweto to say goodbye to their country's first ever black president. They danced, sang, cried, and prayed for the man they loved. Mr. Mandela died aged 95 on Thursday after months of illness. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma broke the news of Mr. Mandela's death in a late-night speech on TV. Mr. Zuma said, "Our nation has lost its greatest son." Mr. Mandela spent most of his life campaigning for equal rights in South Africa. He spent 27 years in jail before becoming South Africa's president in 1994. Leaders from all over the world heaped praise on Mr. Mandela. His longtime friend, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, said, "God was so good to us in South Africa by giving us Nelson Mandela." U.S. President Barack Obama said, "He achieved more than could be expected of any man. Today, he has gone home." UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called him a giant for justice and a down-to-earth human inspiration. He added, "Nelson Mandela showed what is possible for our world and within each one of us if we believe, dream, and work together for justice and humanity." British Prime Minister David Cameron tweeted, "Nelson Mandela was a hero of our time. A great light has gone out in the world."
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second, listening.
South Africans and people from all over the world are mourning the death of Nelson Mandela. In South Africa, thousands of people gathered in Johannesburg and Soweto to say goodbye to their country's first ever black president. They danced, sang, cried, and prayed for the man they loved. Mr. Mandela died aged 95 on Thursday after months of illness. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma broke the news of Mr. Mandela's death in a late-night speech on TV. Mr. Zuma said, "Our nation has lost its greatest son." Mr. Mandela spent most of his life campaigning for equal rights in South Africa. He spent 27 years in jail before becoming South Africa's president in 1994. Leaders from all over the world heaped praise on Mr. Mandela. His longtime friend, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, said, "God was so good to us in South Africa by giving us Nelson Mandela." U.S. President Barack Obama said, "He achieved more than could be expected of any man. Today, he has gone home." UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called him a giant for justice and a down-to-earth human inspiration. He added, "Nelson Mandela showed what is possible for our world and within each one of us if we believe, dream, and work together for justice and humanity." British Prime Minister David Cameron tweeted, "Nelson Mandela was a hero of our time. A great light has gone out in the world."
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please put your pens down.